News coming out from Nepal says that the death toll has now topped 5,000 following Saturday's devastating earthquake, and that figure is expected to rise. The UN has launched a flash appeal to raise urgent funds immediately, $415 million, to help the estimated 8 million people affected by the earthquake over the next 3 months. My next guest is a young woman from Boulder who just returned from Nepal just days before the earthquake struck. Catherine Lane graduated from high school just a year ago. She was on a gap year and spent the last 3 months working in Nepal. Good morning, Catherine. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So where were you working?
My first month I spent at a conservation program in the Annapurna region in a village called Gandruk. And then I moved down to Kathmandu afterwards and worked in an orphanage and a school teaching English.
So what is the news coming out from both of those areas from the earthquake?
Well, the Gandruk region is currently fine. They felt tremors, but yeah, they're completely fine, which that's very close to Pokhara. That's our closest town. And then the orphanage in Kathmandu was completely leveled, and so was the school. So all 30 of the girls are currently living in a field without a home.
Are they safe? Were people injured in the earthquake?
Yes, a few of the girls were injured, and they can't currently make it to a hospital just because the hospitals are a complete mess right now with all of the injured people coming in. But everyone did make it out alive and, I mean, essentially unscathed compared to the rest of the country.
And now you just got back just days before the earthquake mm-hmm. struck. On Saturday morning when you got the news, I mean, how did you feel knowing that you had just been there and knowing so many people still in Nepal?
Well, it was strange because I woke up with so many messages from both people in still in Nepal and people from here saying, oh my goodness, you dodged a bullet. Like, you're so lucky to be home. But I mean, it's not like I'm home fist pumping and woohooing that I made it out of Nepal. It was really shocking news, and to not know if 30 of the girls, orphans that I lived with for 3 months, were safe. It was really hard to not know.
Now, given your experience having worked over there, having worked in an orphanage, I mean, how do you feel the recovery process is going to be given the infrastructure that, you know, had challenges even prior to the earthquake?
Right. Yeah, that was kind of the most heartbreaking thing about it all was these girls are all from the Everest region, and they are moved to Kathmandu after undergoing certain, like, if their parents work in the garment business, they typically get like a priority spot in the orphanage because they're not set up for a great future. But I mean, the school system is pretty horrific, and I don't think that will be up and running anytime soon. I don't think learning is really a priority for them at all, so I don't think they'll be back in school for a really long time. And additionally, I think it will take a really, really long time to rebuild these girls' home.
And of course, I mean, they were already facing many challenges. I mean, how old were the girls that you were working with in the orphanage?
Ages 3 to about 16. And then once they reach 16, they can continue school in Kathmandu, or they can go back to Solokumbu, the Everest region, and join a hostel for like a higher education home.
Well, now that you're back here in the US and given your experience in Nepal and given current circumstances, is it a region you'd like to return to? I mean, what is your connection now to that area?
Oh, absolutely. I was devastated to leave before the earthquake hit. I think the country is filled with the gentlest and kindest people I've ever met in my life. And that's kind of why the whole thing was so, so shocking and so harrowing when I heard about it, just because it seemed unfair that such a horrible thing would happen to such kind people.
Well, Catherine Lane, a Boulder resident, she just returned from Nepal. She was working in an orphanage there. She's in a gap year. You're going to be going to college this year?
Yes, I will. Later in September.
Well, thank you very much for coming in to talk to us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
It's 8:15. This is KGNU.